All right. Is this picking me up, Brandon? Good. Well, I hope y'all are ready. Tonight, we are going to have a concert of prayer and praise. This is a significant moment in the life of our church. Anytime we go to the Lord in prayer, there is opportunity for it to be remarkable, for it to be transformational, and this time is no different. Tonight, we will have time of corporate directed prayer. There are going to be three sets of prayers who are going to come up at their appointed time. Each set of prayers is going to have the instruction and guidance of a minister on our staff, and the minister will come up, facilitate our time of prayer together, and then he will invite up in his at his discretion those that are praying. The prayer topics will be put on the screen. Is that correct? For you to follow along with. So we're going to sing, then a minister will come up and introduce prayer topics and prayers, who will voice prayers on behalf of our church to God for particular chosen topics, and then we will have time of singing, and then we will repeat. So we will have times of corporate praying, and we will have times of worshiping the Lord together. And this is an important night because we as a church are praying for God to do something miraculous. It's also an important night because we are beginning a fast. How many of you are on a first-time fast? Anybody? God is going to do an amazing work. You may fail, you can start again, and it is okay. But this is going to be a transformational week for so many of you, and I am thrilled. Let me give you very quickly some points. When we pray together and we have one person praying, sometimes we're not sure what to do. What do I do while someone else is talking? And tonight, we're going to have dozens of minutes of someone else praying to God on our behalf. And you might ask, what am I supposed to do? Am I just going to sit here, twiddle my thumbs, wish I was already over with my fast? Well, here are some practical points for you and instructions for how to participate in corporate praying. So I'm going to share these with you. If you want to take them down, please do so very quick. They gave me 3 minutes and I'm on my sixth minute. Number one, as the other person is praying, you can reflect those prayers by repeating. You can reflect those prayers by repeating. So as one of these men is lifting a prayer up to the Lord, you can simply repeat that prayer to God. Just say what he is saying on behalf of the church. They understand the gravity of the moment of them praying as laymen on behalf of our church to the living God. It is a big deal. And so you can simply repeat those prayers to God. Number two, you can emphasize the prayers by personalizing. Perhaps there's a topic that's being prayed for, and you want to emphasize that prayer to the Lord by bringing it in a personal nature. So if we're talking about God, protect our homes and our hearts, and you hear the prayer, praying a prayer, you may put that, God, I pray that you protect my heart, and God, I pray that you protect my home. God, be with Carly, and be with Scott, and be with Everett, and be with Jane, and protect us this week as we seek you. Personalize the prayer. Number three, you can simply meditate through sitting. You know what? When we have encounters with God, like we are being invited to tonight, sometimes the spirit is so heavy, you just want to sit. And that's okay. And so one of the ways you may participate is just to simply sit and soak in the goodness of God. I would give you a fourth point. There are oftentimes distractions that come about. Let me ask you to go ahead and put your phone on silent. It should be a practice that you always have. But make sure that your phone is on silent. To the best of our ability, let's eliminate any distractions that might be possible. If you are not sure, this is going to sound funny, but it's not meant to be. If you are not sure how to put your phone on silent, I want you to find a young person sitting close to you and let them help you. I promise you, the young person won't mind at all. And everyone will appreciate. If your phone goes off, that's okay. But here's what you do with distractions, because the enemy's going to be stirring our minds. Redirect your thoughts. Transfer your thoughts. There's a difference between Christian meditation and Eastern meditation. Eastern meditation is where you try to clear your mind, and when you clear your mind to make it open, spirits that are not supposed to be in invite themselves in. But Christian meditation is not to clear your mind so that it'd be empty, but Christian meditation is to set your mind on the things that are above. So as things come into your mind, this noise, that baby, this irritation, this thought, this concern, this anxiety, make the decision to identify it, and then put your mind on whatever it is that we're praying. It's an intentional, disciplined practice. It is, as a matter of fact, it's called the spiritual discipline of meditation. So I want to pray for us, and then we're going to begin worship. I am so excited. God is going to do an amazing work. I am certain of it in this time together. Father, we are grateful, so, so thankful that we could be here. What a special time. God, what a special moment that we have as a church to come to you to pray. Lord, to come to you to praise you. And Lord, I pray that if we have one of those moments like Acts chapter 13, verses 1 through 3, where those men of Antioch were sitting there worshiping and ministering to you, and they were fasting, and Holy Spirit, you came and you started talking to all of them together. Oh God, may we experience such a thing tonight. That you would impress upon our hearts. God, we are hungry people that are gathering by choice because we're desperate for more of you. God, you've been so good to us. You've been so good to our church. And we want more. We want more because we've tasted and we see and know that the Lord is good. And so hear our voice, God. Hear our voice. Hear our cries. Know our hearts. Lord, and would you fall and fill with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
We've enlarged our worship team tonight to help us have just some glorious praise and some prayer and sweet, intimate time with God. And let me encourage you, as I often do, just to worship with intention tonight. Put your heart into it. Sing from the heart to the Lord. We're going to start with some big praise. Isaiah 40 says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." Let's stand and sing to the everlasting God.
We will wait upon the Lord, our God.
lift your soul.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul,
God. Amen. You may be seated.
Prayer is at once an act of desperation, an act of dependence from our hearts to the Lord. And because we don't have on our own the ability to approach the throne of God with our own perfection, in God's presence there is nothing but perfection, and we don't have the ability to approach him on our own. We need our high priest in Jesus. We need the Holy Spirit to guide us. We need to present ourselves as a people who are prepared and expectant to pray. And so in this first section, we're going to pray for our praying as a church. In just a minute, Tim Richards is going to come and lead us in a prayer for the Lord to help us to focus. As Brother Scott said just a minute ago, distraction keeps us from being able to concentrate on what the Lord has done and wants to do in our hearts. Prayer is about us conforming our minds and hearts to the will of God, to hear from him. And so Tim's going to come and pray for that. And then Paul Douglas is going to come and pray and lead us in prayer And while Paul's praying, pray along with him that the Lord would purify your own heart. We need to ask the Lord to forgive us. We need to confess before him that what we present to him in prayer comes from a heart that's seeking him. Then after that, and in all three of these sections, we're going to split up into small groups of 3 to 5, and we're going to pray in those small groups for the topic that comes up at that time. And in this section, Dustin Bell is going to come and close that time together in praying for our homes and families. In Isaiah 6, Isaiah writes, "In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord." And he describes the scene in heaven, and he recognized that there was no way that he was clean enough to approach the throne of God. And yet the Spirit made him clean. For us, Jesus has made a way for us to have this great access to God. Tim.
Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the night. I thank you for this church and the people in it. I thank you for the freedom and the opportunity to pray and worship as a church family. I pray that we focus on you as we begin and endure this fast, as we know it's not about what we can accomplish or what we may want, but it's about intensifying our prayers and seeking and growing closer to you. I pray we remember that all we do as people, as a church, and most importantly as Christ followers, would bring glory to you, and that we would push away all that hinders us and fix our eyes on Jesus. There are many things that we are facing in our lives, and I pray that through all of it, we would continue to stay focused on Jesus. Father, I thank you for the renewed sense of urgency we have as a church to reach the lost around us. I ask that you help us to get comfortable with being uncomfortable as you open opportunities for us to tell others about Jesus, as we know the importance of reaching the lost with the good news of the gospel. Father, we know that each of us would not be sitting here in this church if someone wasn't willing to step out and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for that. I pray that through it all, we stay focused on you and that you guide us all as we continue to pursue sanctification and expand your kingdom. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, tonight, as we prepare our hearts and minds for Easter, our fast, our thoughts, our prayers, we come confessing to you tonight, Father, our sin. First of all, Father, we must tell you that we thank you for the blessings of this life, for the mercies you've given us, and most of all, for your grace. Something that we did not earn, nor did we deserve. But Father, we come this evening confessing each and every sin, for they are many. We come, Father, asking you to clear our hearts and our minds, that as we enter the Easter season, that we prepare our hearts for the goodness of a holy God. Father, we give thanks for you leaving heaven, coming on a cruel cross, dying for our sins, that we might have life and might have it more abundantly. Father, we ask for individually that you prepare us and purify us. We know the iniquities are great. The Bible said in the Old Testament that King David was a man after God's own heart, and yet he sinned, but he confessed his sin and asked God to create in him a clean heart. Father, as we continue, we ask that you create in us a clean heart. Prepare us, Father, mentally and emotionally and spiritually to follow you. Father, let us deny that carnal nature that is within us daily, and let us walk by the Holy Spirit of God. Father, we pray corporately now that you purify our church, We pray, Father, that you purify us for evangelism, for missionary work. We pray, Father, that you purify us, that we touch people, the helpless and the hopeless. Again, we ask that corporately in this church, that as we have outreach and missions, that you prepare us and purify us before we go. Purify us even before we speak. Purify us, Father, that as we ask our sins be forgiven. Father, we bless you this evening. We look forward to a great harvest, not just this Easter, but every Easter until you come for us. Father, in all these things I ask in your precious holy name, in Christ's name I pray. Amen.
As we continue in this praying for our praying, let's get in groups of 3 to 5, just the folks right around you is fine. If you have somebody across the room that you know you want to pray with, now's a good time. Get up and go move over there. That's okay. But just grab the 3 to 5 right there with you, your family, whomever. Go ahead and do that now. And like we've said, praying is an act of spiritual warfare. The enemy would like nothing more than for us to remain distracted from what the Lord wants to do in our midst. So in this time of prayer, pray that the Holy Spirit would protect our hearts, protect our homes, protect our families, that by His grace, we would be focused on the Lord and what He has done. Let's pray. About 10 more seconds, and then Dustin's going to come lead us in prayer.
Lord, during this time of fasting and a strengthening time for our church, we want to pray that you protect our homes, be it that our home where we live or also our church home, from both physical damage and things of this world. As we endure hardships during this time of fasting and preparing for Easter, we also pray that you protect our families. Protect them while they're leading their daily lives away from home. Protect them from things of this world. Lord, we also pray that you'll protect our church family and strengthen us all during this time. Lord, protect our hearts. Keep our intentions pure during this time. As we fast, it may be tough, and we may not see the entire story that you're trying to lead us to know, or the intentions that you have until the end. Lord, keep us on task. Keep us devoted to this fast, Lord, and we pray that you will strengthen this church to what you have planned for us. In your name we pray. Amen.
God is always good. His very nature and character is good. Let's stand and sing about his goodness, his faithfulness.
Speak to us, Lord.
make it your prayer now.
And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so
You know, the Christian life is walking moment by moment with sensitivity and submissiveness to the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. The Holy Spirit leads us to do everything that is God's will for us to accomplish in life, especially sharing the saving message of Jesus Christ. Like Dr. Scott shared this morning from Acts chapter 4, verse 13, Peter and John were ordinary and common, but they had the Holy Spirit's power working and operating through them to boldly share the gospel. And so as we seek to share our faith with boldness and clarity with someone, our prayer is that they would be receptive to the drawing of the Holy Spirit and accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. In a few moments, Otis Faxton will come and pray for sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, and then Dean Kaufman will come for prayer for sharing the gospel with clarity and boldness, and then I will lead us in a time of praying together as 3 to 5 folks like we just did, and then Andrew Myers will come and close us out in prayer. So Otis, my brother, if you'll come.
Let's pray. Our Father, we just thank you for the opportunity, really for the great privilege that you give us tonight to meet together as brothers and sisters in Christ and to lift up our praise and to lift up our prayers, both individually and in small groups and corporately as well, Lord. We just thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life. And our prayer tonight, Lord, is that the Holy Spirit moves powerfully and boldly in our lives as we seek to reach the lost in our community. Lord, I just pray that you condition our hearts so that we have a compatibility with the Holy Spirit in such a way that it allows us to easily be able to discern the Holy Spirit's leading and promptings and desires. Lord, give us a sensitivity to his leading as it relates to our thoughts as we prepare for gospel conversations, to our speech as we engage others, and to our actions as we encounter all of those that we are around. Lord, we pray that you give us keen awareness of all the opportunities that you are creating for us to share the gospel, opportunities that you're creating even while we're here tonight, Lord. And Lord, we pray that you give us the boldness to act on those opportunities, to seize those moments, so that lives can be changed. And Father, lastly, I just pray that as we are engaged in gospel conversations, that we be sensitive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit in how we should respond to matters that may come up or questions that may get asked as a result of those gospel conversations. Lord, we just pray that you give us the right words, that you give us the right demeanor and give us the best presentation of your truth as we follow the Spirit's lead. Lord, I just pray now that you equip us so that we can be effective in the work that you've called us to do. And as we surrender to the Spirit, Lord, I just pray that his wisdom flow through us to those we encounter, that they could be blessed and come to know you. Lord, we pray all this and it happens in a way that it brings honor and glory to your name. These things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pray with me. Father God, we pray for your wisdom and grace this evening, seeking the gift of boldness. We acknowledge that that you are the source of all our strength and our courage, and without you, we're weak and timid. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and empower us to face the challenges of spreading the gospel with unwavering boldness. We pray specifically for that spirit of boldness all day long, in every situation, in every interaction. With those whom we put in our path, we pray that we can share the gospel with an overflow of the Holy Spirit in us, out loud, with words, to those who we come in contact with. We also pray for clarity. We pray for the clarity of mind to fully know what it means to be bold. As we share the gospel without fear, to act with courage, confidence, and a willingness to step outside our comfort zone, taking chances and putting ourselves out there for your sake, not from a place of apprehension and hesitation, but from a place of hope and grace, while living daily on purpose, intentional about our choices and actions, advocating for what we believe, wholeheartedly and wise, being fully engaged and aware of our values and beliefs. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, who's the perfect example of boldness, the Word who became flesh, coming to seek and save that which was lost. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, which is our fuel for boldness to proclaim the gospel. Thank you for our pastor who's leading and guiding and directing us on mission boldly, and has brought our purpose of spreading the gospel forward and foremost in our minds. Lord, we thank you for everything you do for us. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, let's go ahead and get in our groups of 3 to 5. And our subject for prayer will be salvation and receptivity of those hearing the gospel. And then Andrew will come close us.
everyone's praying, I'll just go ahead and pray over what you're saying. God, just come to you, and we want to take a moment to come in agreement with you on the topic of salvation, and to pray for the hearts that are going to hear your message, God, that they would be receptive and hear truly in their hearts, God, that the light bulbs that are behind me, God, each of those represents a gospel conversation, and some of those are going to represent brand new, first time ever conversations, and some of them are going to represent years and decades in the making. God, they're all stories for you and for your name. God, I pray that you would be ahead of us, a step ahead of us. We know that you go before. We know that you prepare the soil and you reap the harvest. God, that we would just be faithful to share and to plant the seeds, and that those seeds would take root, and that there will be a harvest, God. We pray specifically focused message on salvation and reception for everybody that hears your message. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Jesus is here, and his name is the only one that can save, the only one worthy of our praise. Let's stand and let's sing about his beautiful name. Katie will sing the first verse.
never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop.
Oh, you're at work, God.
Stop, you never stop working. Even
ask Jimmy Hauser to come up, and Jimmy's going to pray and for us, and he's going to be praying for a thanksgiving for God's move in us and through us. And the picture here, if there was a picture, it's a picture of really a light from heaven filling this sanctuary and filling us and shooting out these doors, right? Praise the Lord. Jimmy, you come and pray for us.
Psalms 106, verse 1. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the love you have for this church. You have been faithful to us from the very beginning, but at the present time, there is a renewed vigor in our hearts as we feel the Spirit moving in us, calling for a closer relationship with you. Father, we have been challenged by Brother Scott and the staff to reach out to our lost community. Help us to be faithful to this call. Help us to be prepared for this challenge by prayer and fasting to accomplish this work. Father, place a burden on our hearts so that those who don't know you as Lord and Savior will come to know you. Pray that you will prepare their hearts, that they will prepare the hearts for those and will be a witness to. For you know who they are and who we will be meeting, and it will be a divine appointment. Give us the insight to know your will. Father, we love you because you first loved us and paid the sin debt on the cross. We thank you for the privilege to serve in this way and place our eternal hope in you. Lord, forgive us where we fail you, for our sins are many, but your mercy is great. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to ask Kirk Vessel to come now, and his topic will be a provision of wisdom and faithfulness and discipling new believers. And so a vision here, or a picture here, is the first step of discipleship is sharing the gospel. And the picture here is someone sharing the gospel and then taking them by the hand through their spiritual journey. And the passage is, all scripture is breathed out and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are beautiful. You are amazing. And Father, we need you. We need your help.
in this mission that we're going on. We need your help. We need your wisdom. In James chapter 1, verse 5, Father, you direct us in saying, if any of us lack wisdom, let him ask. Father, that's all we have to do is ask you. We have to seek you and ask you for wisdom, for your wisdom, which is true, not the wisdom of the world, not the wisdom of what's popular. Lord, all that is filthy, but your true wisdom that only comes from you, Father. We just simply have to ask. Lord, we need that help as we go forth to make disciples of men. One of the last things, Lord, that you told us to do, go into the world and make disciples of men, not sit in our houses, not sit in our toys, not sit in our comfort zone, but to go into the world and make disciples of men. And Lord, they're going to come. And when they come, we have to be prepared. We need your wisdom, we need your love, and we need your guidance, that we can take care of them, that we can support them in the good and the bad of their lives. For all of our lives are ugly, Lord. But with your wisdom and with your love, Lord, we can take care of them. We can care for them, and we can continue to direct them and point them towards you in all that we do. Thank you again, Lord, for being so beautiful and so amazing. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Now we're going to get in small groups. This is what we're going to do. We're going to thank God. Thank God for what he's going to do this week through our fast and how he's going to develop our hearts and shape our hearts. Let's get in groups now and do that.
In just a moment, we're going to sing thank you, God, for the things that you're doing. And we are praying and thanking God right now for what he will do. But I want to tell you that when God brings revival, it's not a matter of us convincing God to show up. It's oftentimes God waiting for us to show up. And so as we're praying for God to bring salvation, moments ago, a young man came to me with his father to tell me that right then and there, God convicted him of his sin and he accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. I want to introduce you to your new brother in Christ, Easton Elliott. Would you stand up? Blake, come on, pray for us. Blake's going to lead us in our prayer, and then we're going to sing our last song. Come on, buddy, have a seat.
God, we come before you in anticipation and thankfulness for what you will do to shape our hearts through this fast. And I know that during this time of self-denial, there will be many times where we will struggle with temptation to break the fast. But God, I thank you for the strength and for the self-control that you will give us to overcome these desires. God, I pray that you remind us that we do not fast for the sake of giving up things, for the sake of boasting to the world, but we fast to learn to rely on you and rely on your strength, so that when we face the daily temptations that are in our lives, that we would know what it means to rely on you, and that, God, we could overcome those temptations through you. So often our hearts desire these worldly things, but God, through this fast, I pray that you would bring our hearts and desires closer to you so that we become stronger believers and be more bold in our faith. God, I pray this in your name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's stand and let's give glory to God. Thank him for what he's done. Look at the cross. See our Savior bleeding, dying for us. Thank him for the cross. For such a great salvation.
See, on a hill of Calvary, my Savior bled for me. My Jesus set me free. Look at the wounds that give me life, grace flowing from his side, no greater sacrifice. What he's done, what he's done. Sing hallelujah to the King.
Oh, Father, we pray that you have been ministered to by those of us that you bought with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, and have filled with your Holy Spirit. Lord, we have brought you a concert of prayer because you have called us to the task of making disciples. And Lord, that begins with sharing the gospel that is very much alive and real and moving and transforming. And Lord, it continues with seeking you fervently, desperately, calling out to you. God, there are saints in this room who have loved ones who are lost and on their way to an eternity in hell. And God, we don't want that to be the case. So would you hear our pleas, and will you see, God, our seeking after you to give them salvation? Because we know you're the only one that can change a heart. And Lord, here we are as a people that praise you because you're worthy of being praised, centering our hearts and our lives on you in a fresh way, because there's no other true way except for you. And so, Father, I pray as you've poured out your Spirit among us in a fresh way tonight, God, that you would give us the power and the boldness and the vision and the sending to go. And Lord, would you allow us not only to be faithful in the witness, but by your goodness, by your grace, by your mercy, and by your generosity, would you allow us to be fruitful in the work? And so we pray this harvest for your glory and for your kingdom. Carry us forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all have a blessed night.